October 3rd. And for today too, with a great deal of patience on both sides, we have finished 23 interruptions yesterday, 14 today. If Jesus' infinite patience failed to flow forth and be transfused from him into me, I assure you that I would go mad. But he is so patient. He pauses and resumes, calm and smiling. I can no longer get impatient over the bothersome interruptions forcing me to put down my notebook and pen, perhaps for a few minutes, to conceal the mystery which is being fulfilled so sweetly and so secretly, and hide it from useless curiosity. And it is a great miracle, to have made me into a patient person. I certainly am, for I know he is there to dictate, and he does not lose the thread. For when, as happened this morning, I am the one to write a letter or something else, I at once lose the thread and patience, even if I merely hear someone speaking near me. Aunt Marta knows how often I wail, silence. Close the door, when I am writing on my own.